Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara of Kof Nun Daled. Before we start the Gemara of Kof Nun Daled, I would like to go back to the Gemara before of Kof Nun Gimel Mabeis, which is connected to the Gemara of Kof Nun Daled. The Gemara before Nav Kof Nun Gimel brings down the following machoikas between Rabba and Abaye. In a case of Ahu Matanta, Davakosaba kad kotzer vavaromi barase vaykosaba umigoy mare ipater lebeise lame. And there is an argument between the Yorushim of the Nason and the Makabwe Matana if the Shchemira was nifter mitoich oise hachili or he was amad ben tayim. The Makabwe Matana say that he was nifter mitoich oisei achili, and for that reason the matana is a good matana. On the other hand, the Yorushim and Nason say that he was amad ben tayim, and for that reason the matana is not a good matana. Rabbi says, Hari meis ve kivrei mechia chalav. The Rashbam explains pshat in the shita of Rabba that since on a royin shehu meis, basar hashta as linon, ve madnu al cheskas misase vishon uleimer shemitoich oisei chili meis, and therefore the Mekabal HaMatana is Kona. Abai on the other hand argues, and Abai says, Hashto Masfina Sherubon Wa'abed, Noisnin Aleim Chumri Chayim Chumri Mesim, Chaylun Sheriv Chaylun Chayim Wai Koshakin. Our Gemara goes on to say, Kamanazal Hashmaitza de Rabba Kram Nasin, Titania mi Maiti Mian Mi, Hu Maiti Midein Boy Raya Vehain, E Maiti Miyade Elabaraya Divir Rabbi Akiv. Rab Nasin Oimer, In Bari hu olav ohavi rayesh hoya shchemira. In shchemira hu, alein ohavi rayesh habari hoya. Now to explain pshat in this, the Rabbah says, Hari meis veri kivri mechia cholav. And our Gemara says, the Rabbah is koi b'shitas Rabbi Nosson, who says, In Bari hu olav ohavi raya. And we do not say, Amriti mechavirai olav haraya. From the Rashbam and other Rishonim in his mashma, the pshat in the Shita of Nasan and Rabba is because of Nasan and Rabba hold we go Basar Chazaka de Hashta. And it is based on Chazaka de Hashta that we say in Borihu Olav Ohavi Raya, and so too we will say Hare Meis Vere Kivre Mechia Cholav. Now here one has to understand Pshat in Rabba. What is Pshat in this? The Rabba explains that the reason why we do not say Amriti Mechaveroi Olav Raya is only because Hare Meis Vere Kivre Mechia Cholav. What happened to the Chazaka, the Meikara of this, that he was a Shchemira? And since Meikari was a Shchemira, and the Yorshim of the Nason are saying that he was Hivri, and he was Amal Meichoyei, we should say that we go Basar, the Chazaka, the Meikara of this, that he was a Shchemira, and he was not Amal Meichoyei. And so too one can ask. On this, Rav Nosson says, in Borihu Olav Havirayesh HaYeshchemira, which our Gemara explains is based on this, that since he is a Bari now, for that reason one has a Chazaka d'Ashta. And for that reason our Gemara says that Rabba is b'shitas Rav Nosson Koi. What happened to the Chazaka d'Mekar that he started off as a Bari? And therefore if he says that at the time in the Sinas Matani was a Shchemira, we should say that based on a Chazaka d'Mekar, he has to prove that he became a Shchemira, and he went from being a Bari to a Shchemira. And so too we find that Tesis brings down for the Gemara in Kedushin on the Afayin Tesamun Aleph, that the Gemara in Kedushin on the Afayin Tesamun Aleph brings down the following machoikas between Rav and Shmuel, in a case of Kidsha via Baderech. If a father was a Makadish, his daughter Baderech, v'niskadsha hi atzma v'yir v'arehu begeres. Right now we find out that she is a begeres, and our question is, was she a begeres from the beginning of the day, or did she just become a begeres now? If she was a begeres from the beginning of the day, then her father's kedushin is not considered a kedushin. On the other hand, if she only became a begeres now, then her father's kedushin is a kedushin. Rav says, Harehi begeres afaneinu, and therefore we assume that she was a begeres from the beginning of the day. On the other hand, Shmuel argues, and Shmuel says, Chay sheshenu kedusha shneim, we have a suffix. We do not know when she became a begeres. The Gemara in Kedushin goes on to say, and the Gemara in Kedushin brings down the machoikas between Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Nosson that we find in our sugya. And the Gemara goes on to say, Lema Rav, da Omer Krab Nosson or Shmuel, da Omer Krab Yaakov. Omer Lach Shmuel, no, da Amri Afiul Krab Nosson, ad Kanoi Kram Rav Nosson Hossam, el de Kuyama, the Ches Gas Briam Kaiminon. Man de kom mafik nav shemi chazoka have a lila sui raya. Avaloch hamikom mafka nav shomi chazoka de kamei. In other words, Igmar and Kedushin wanted to say that Shmuel cannot be going according to the Shita of Ramnasan, since according to Shmuel, we do not call Basar Chazaka de Hashta. The Gemara is Deicha by saying this, according to Ramnasan, we say, in Bari Hu Ola Vaviraya, is because we say, since Kuyama Cheskasbriam Kaimin, Vahidem Apignavshim Cheskasbriam Ola Vaviraya. In other words, he is coming to Yumaiti himself from the Chazaka of Briam. In other words, since Kuyama Cheskasbriam Kaimi, for that reason one has a Cheskasbriam, and therefore based on a Chazaka de Meikara, we will say the Meikara he was a Bari, and therefore we will assume that he remained a Bari, and at the time of the Nesina he was a Bari. As Taisus goes on to explain from this, our Gemara says, the Rabbah is going Beshitas of Nasan, from here one sees that our Gemara is Chilek on the Dichoy of the Gemara in Kedushin, and our Gemara understands Pshat and Halacha Rabbah based on Chazaka de Ashta. But again, one can ask, what happened to the Chazaka de Meikara, which is a Chira the Dichoy of the Gemara in Kedushin? So to explain Pshat and our Gemara, one can explain Pshat and our Gemara as follows. That as far as the Chazaka de Meikara, the Chazaka de Meikara is considered a Chazaka Hasuya Leishtanais. For example, as far as this, the Rabbi says, Hari Meis, Hari Kivri Mechia Cholav. And for that reason, we say that he was not Oime Mecholiai, but rather he was Meis Mitoi Cholyai. There is no Chazaka de Meikara, since Rav Chayun Ochayim. And since Rav Chayun Ochayim, for that reason, we will not go after the Chazaka de Meikara of this, that he was a Shchimera. And for that reason, one has to come on to the Chazaka de Hashta of Hari Meis, Hari Kivri Mechia Cholav. And so too one can say that as far as the Chazaka the Meikara, of this that he was a Bari Meikara, and therefore based on that Chazaka the Meikara we should say, that the Nesin has to bring a Raya that he was a Shchimera, in order to Yumaitzi himself from the Cheskas Bari, as we find that the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Gimel Perakadal brings down from the Tshuva Saran. The Cheskas Bari is a Chazaka Ha'asuya Leshtanis as well, as Iran says, Sharei HaChili Matzoi. And therefore the Cheskas Bari is a Chazaka HaSui Loshtanes. And since the Cheskas Bari is a Chazaka HaSui Loshtanes, for that reason, one needs a Chazaka de Hashta in order for us to say that he was a Bari B'Shas Nesinasai. But now one has to understand, just like the Chazaka de Meikara Bari is considered a Chazaka HaSui Loshtanes, since HaChili Matzoi, so too we should say that as far as the Chazaka de Hashta of this, that he is now a Bari, we should also say that the Chazaka is a Chazaka HaSuya Loshtanes, since HaChili Matzoi. And therefore, if we are to go after the Chazaka de Hashta, based on this, we will say that even though HaChili Matzoi, but still we go after the Chazaka de Hashta, so too we should go after the Chazaka de Meikara of this, that he was a Bari Meikara. And the fact that the HaChili is Matzoi should not make any difference whatsoever. So before we explain the difference between Chazaka de Hashta and Chazaka de Meikara, as far as Chazaka HaSuya Loshtanes, I would first like to mention another mahalach as far as how to explain this that we find in our Gemara, that both Halacha of Rabbah and Halacha of Ramnasan are dependent upon this that one has a Chazaka de Hashta, and not upon this that one has a Chazaka de Meikara. L'chayu one can say this, that one cannot go after a Chazaka de Meikara, is because with a Chazaka de Meikara we cannot be Maitzi Mammon. This we cannot be Maitzi Mammon with a Chazaka de Meikara can be explained in one of two ways. Either one can explain this we cannot be Maitzi Mammon with Chazaka de Meikara is because we will say HaMaitzi Mechaveray of Araya, and the Chazaka de Meikara is not enough of Araya to enable us to be Maitzi Mammon. And just like we say Ein Holchem B'Mammon Acharei, based on this, that HaMaitzi Mechaveray of Araya, and the Rav is not enough of Araya to enable us HaMaitzi Mammon. For that reason, so too Chazaka, which is not as strong as Rav, we will say HaMaitzi Mechaveray of Araya, we cannot be Maitzi Mammon with a Chazaka de Meikara. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat and this, a Chazaka de Meikara cannot be Maitzi Mammon. Another way with which one can explain this, a Chazaka de Meikara cannot be Maitzi Mammon, is as we find in the Rishonim, that one has a Cheskas Morikama, which stands in the way of the Chazaka de Meikara. In other words, the person who you're coming to Meiti Mammon from has a chazak as well. As we find in our Achrenim, for example, in the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Dalet, Perek Chav Dalet. And therefore one has two conflicting chazakas. And based on this, one has two conflicting chazakas for that reason, we cannot be Meiti Mammon with a chazaka de Meikara. And since one cannot be Meiti Mammon with a chazaka de Meikara, either because we will say Hamitzi Mechaverei of Haraya, or because we will say that we have two conflicting chazakas, for that reason, in order to be Meiti Mammon, one needs a chazaka de Hashta. And therefore, Rabba and Rav Nosson, who are coming to you, Meiti Mammon, need a chazaka de Hashta in order to enable us to be Meiti Mammon. But again, one has to ask, if for whatever reason one cannot be Meiti Mammon with a chazaka de Meikara, how can one be Meiti Mammon with a chazaka de Hashta? By chazaka de Hashta, we should say as well, Hameiti Mechaverei of Haraya, and so too we should say that we have a chazaka which stands in the way of the chazaka de Hashta. So to explain the difference between chazaka de Hashta and chazaka de Meikara, and this, with chazaka de Hashta, one has the ability to Meiti Mammon Ochayo, one can explain as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between a chazaka de Hashta and a chazaka de Meikara. The way a chazaka de Meikara works is because we say that since at one point of time there was a certain status, we assume that the status stayed the same till the point of time that we know that the status changed. Till that point of time, we assume that the status stayed the same as it was originally. That is the way a chazaka de Meikara works. But as far as chazaka de Hashta, the way chazaka de Hashta works is not because we say that since this is the status now, for that reason we assume that this was always a status till proven otherwise, but rather we say that since this is the status now, for that reason we have no reason to have any doubt that the status was ever different. In other words, since we see the status in front of us, we have no reason to have any sfeikas that maybe the status was ever different. And for that reason, we are also basar chazaka de Hashta. Based on this fundamental difference between chazaka de Meikara and chazaka de Hashta, one can explain that even though with a chazaka de Meikara one cannot be Meiti Mammon, but still one can be Meiti Mammon with a chazaka de Hashta. And even though as far as a chazaka de Meikara we will say Hameiti Mechaverei of Haraya, but as far as a chazaka de Hashta we will not say Hameiti Mechaverei of Haraya. Only as far as a chazaka de Meikara will we say Hameiti Mechaverei of Haraya, since there is a suffix, just the chazaka is coming to be Machriya the suffix. But since there is a suffix, for that reason we will say Hameiti Mechaverei of Haraya. On the other hand, as far as a chazaka de Hashta, there is no suffix whatsoever. And since there is no suffix whatsoever, for that reason we will say that with a chazaka de Hashta, one has the ability to Meiti Mammon, and we will not say Hameiti Mechaverei of Haraya. We only say Hameiti Mechaverei of Haraya if there is a suffix. Then one needs a raya to be mevarer the suffix in order to Meiti Mammon. But by a chazaka de Hashta, there is no suffix whatsoever. And so too, if we are to say that the reason why one cannot be Meiti Mammon with a chazaka de Meikara is because we have a chazaka which stands in the way of the chazaka de Meikara. This, that the chazaka stands in the way of the chazaka de Meikara, as we mentioned before, since a cheskas mammon is also a chazaka, and therefore one has two conflicting chazakas. But this, that one has two conflicting chazakas, is only as far as chazaka de Meikara, since both a chazaka de Meikara and a cheskas mammon are the same type of chazaka. A cheskas mammon also works by this, that we assume that since the mammon was his, for that reason we should assume that the money is still his. But that chazaka of mammon will not stand in the way of a chazaka de Hashta, since the way a chazaka de Hashta works is because we say that there is no room for any doubt whatsoever, since this is the matzav of the chayfetz lefaneinu. Now getting back to the first mahalach we mentioned before, that the reason why we do not go after chazaka de Meikara in our sugya is because a chazaka de Meikara is also l'shtanes. Based on this that we said, that there is a difference between chazaka de Meikara and chazaka de Hashta, one can say that the problem of having a chazaka asui l'shtanes is only a problem as far as chazaka de Meikara is concerned. As far as a chazaka de Meikara, we will say that if one has a chazaka asui l'shtanes, we cannot possibly go after a chazaka de Meikara. We can no longer assume that since this was the matzav of the chayfetz originally, for that reason we should say that the matzav of the chayfetz will never change, since It is a chazoka asuya leshtanais, and the matzav is asui to change. But that is only as far as the chazoka de mekari is concerned, as far as the chazoka de hashta. That the way chazoka de hashta works is not because we say that since this is the matzav now, for that reason we should assume that this was always the matzav, but rather the way chazoka de hashta works is because we say that since this is a matzav of the chayvet zofoninu, for that reason there is no reason to be cheshish that maybe the matzav was ever different. For that reason, even if one will have a chazaka, hasuya, or shtanis, but still we will go after a chazaka da hashta. And for that reason, even though we will say that achili motzi, as he mentioned before, b'shem the tshuva saran, but the fact that achili is motzi will not be a reason that we should not go after a chazaka da hashta. And for that reason, Amnason says that based on the fact that he is a bari now, we have the ability to be motzi mamen. This how we explained that there is a fundamental difference between a chazaka de meikara and a chazaka de hashta. And the way chazaka de hashta works is not because we say that since this is a situation now, for that reason we should assume that this was always a situation. So to a chay one can prove from our Gemara. Rabbi says, harimeis v'kivrei meichia chalav. And for that reason we go after a chazaka de hashta. A chay one can ask, what sort of a chazaka de hashta is this that harimeis v'kivrei meichia chalav? The suffix is a suffix. If he was Omer Meicholyei between the time of his Nesines Matana as a Shchemira and his Misa. But there is no suffix as far as what time the Misa took place. We know when the Misa took place. The only question that we have is, was he Omer Meicholyei before he was Mace? And therefore, how can we possibly go after Chazaka de Hashta and say, Hare Mace Vei Kivrei Meichia Cholov? We are not coming to say that the Misa took place at an earlier time. This is the kasha that the Achrenim, for example, the Shuos Yaakov and Ebenezer, Semen Yedzayins of Katan Chafei Rabbi Chanan, in Ais Tov Kof Nun Tes, and the Chazanish, in Chesha Mishpat Yikutim, Semen Yedalitz of Katan Aleph, ask on our Gemara. To answer this kasha, okay, one can answer this kasha based on the previous Yisoid as far as how to explain Pshat in Chazaka Dehashta. If we are to explain Pshat in Chazaka Dehashta, that the way Chazaka Dehashta works is because we say that there is no reason for us even to assume that there is a suffix. For that reason, we are able to say, as Rava says, Hare Meis Vei Kivrei Meichia Cholav. Since originally he was a Shchemira, and now he is Meis, there is no reason for us to have any sfeikis that maybe in between something changed. And so to Ochir is Mukhrach in our Gemara as well. Our Gemara goes on to say, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ulotuma Kemar Chuykes, the Tanan Beka Yemesa Chamer Shasayachid with Shabbos, Urshasarabu Matuma, Yemesa Gshomim Shasayachid with Kan Ulakan. The Rashbam explains Ulotuma Kemar Chuykes, that Ki Hechi de Nechukur Abiyakab Ram Nasim Matana Stam, Yazina Basar Hashtay Basar Cheskas Nechosim, Hochinami Ifugu Gabi Tuma, Shimbo Adam Obeisim Nisha Al Shanechnas Obeka, Ven yedea matzai nechnas, ibi meisa chama vetor, ibi meisa gshom vetome chazinonim ata kashanisho y meisa chama ein tarhu, da zlinon baser hashta rem nosen, y meisa gshom utome de baser hashta zlinon. Or biakav da ozo baser chazaka hemet tor al chazkasi vetor achevo edem vyudu shi meisa gshomim nechnas. In other words, according to Rem Nosen, by tuma we will go after a chazaka de hashta even keneged a chazkas tara. This, that according to Rem Nosen, we will say that we go after a chazaka de hashta even keneged a cheskas tara, is a chayr based on this that we mentioned before, that from Nosen one sees that we can go after a chazaka de hashta even keneged a cheskas mamen. In other words, a chazaka de hashta is stronger than a chazaka de meikara. And for that reason, so too we will say that we will go after a chazaka de hashta even keneged a chazaka de meikara of a cheskas tara. But now a chayr one has to understand, what sort of a chazaka de hashta is the fact that right now the bika is considered Rosh Hashayachid and has halacha of safek tumah Rosh Hashayachid sfeikei tameh? Our safek is not a safek when the bika became Rosh Hashayachid, but rather our safek is a safek as far as when the person was nechnas. We know when the bika was Rosh Hashayachid and when the bika became Rosh Hashayachid, our entire safek is only a safek was he nechnas b'maisachama, or was he nechnas in Meisa Geshamim? And therefore, how can we possibly go after Chazaka Dehashta? So again, from our Gemara, one clearly sees that the way Chazaka Dehashta works is not because we say that we assume that the matzav did not change from the way it is now, but rather the way Chazak HaDashta works is because we look at the chifetz and the matzav as it is now. And therefore, Feinah the Bikah is considered Rosh HaSayachid. And now the din of the Bikah is to assume Tuma Midin Savik Tuma Rosh HaSayachid Sveikai Tameh. For that reason, we will ignore the fact that at one point of time the Bikah was a Rosh HaSayachid. From our Gemara, one sees a bigger chiddush. Then not only do we say that the way Chazak HaDashta works is because we have no reason to even assume a Safik, but rather the way Chazak HaDashta works is because we look at the status as it is now. And therefore, as far as Safik Tumah B'Shasayachet Sveikitami is concerned, since at the time that he came to ask his Shaila, right now the Bikah is considered Shasayachet, and the din of the Bikah is now, that we consider the Bikah as a Bikah which is Tameh. And now, Midin Safik Tumah B'Shasayachet, we assume that the Bikah was always Tameh. For that reason, we do not take into account the fact that he might have been Nichnas Yimei Sachama. Right now, we look at the Bikah as a Bikah which is Tameh. And we look at the Bikah as if the Bikah was always Tameh. And for that reason, we will say Safik Tumah B'Shasayachet Sveikei Tameh, even Keneged his Cheskas Tahara. That is the chiddush that one sees in our Gemara as far as how to understand the way Chazak HaDashta works. As we find in our Gemara, Abaye argues in Rabba, and Abaye says, Hashto masfina sherubanu abin neis namay mechumre chayim mechumre meisim, chaylon sheroyu chaylon chayim lekol shekein. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat and Abaye. Where did Abaye see from Masfina that we do not go after Chazak HaDashta? By Masfina, okay, there is no Chazak HaDashta. For us to say that from that, that we are Nesnav Chumay Chayim Chumay Mason, from there one sees we do not go after Chazak HaDashta. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find that Rabbi Yehuda explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. That Abaye understands that in order to Maitzi Mamen, one needs a Chazak HaDashta together with a Chazak HaDashta. With a Chazak HaDashta by itself, one cannot be Maitzi Mamen. Since even a Chazak HaDashta cannot go connected the Cheskas Mamen. And for that reason, Abaye understands that one needs the Chazak HaDashta in order to enable the Chazak HaDashta to be Maitzi Mamen. For that reason, Abaye asks from Sfina, that from Sfina one sees that even though Reuben we Ibod, but still Nesna of Chamei Chayim, since we are as Linon Basar Cheskas Chayim, and therefore Kol Shekein Chayim, that Roiv Chayim no Chayim, that we should not be able to go after the Chazak HaDashta of this that he was a Shchemiah, but rather we should say that he was Aman Mecholyei, and therefore one does not have a Chazak HaDashta. And since one does not have a Chazak HaDashta, with a Chazak HaDashta by itself, one cannot be Maitzi Mamen. That is how Ben Yehuda explains Pshat in Abaye. According to Ben Yehuda, it will come out that the Machlokes between Abaye and Rabba is a Machlokes if with a Chazak HaDashta by itself does one have the ability to be Maitzi Mamen, or one needs two chazakas in order to be Maitzi Mamen. Rabbi understands that with a Chazak HaDashta by itself, one has the ability to be Maitzi Mamen. On the other hand, Abaye argues and Abaye understands that one needs two chazakas in order to be Maitzi Mamen. And therefore, if the Chazak HaDashta is not considered a Chazaka, one will not be able to be Maitzi Mamen with the Chazak HaDashta. Now, as far as how to understand this, that even though a Chazak HaDashta by itself is not enough to be Maitzi Mamen, with two Chazakas, with a Chazak HaDashta and a Chazak HaDashta, one has the ability to be Maitzi Mamen, Rabbi Yehuda explains with one of two Malachim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it is dependent upon the Machlokes that we mentioned before between Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara and Kedusha on that fine testament base. According to the Shita of Rav, who says if we found that the Bas was a Begeris, then we say that she was a Begeris from the beginning of the day. According to Rav, we go after Chazak HaDashta, as long as there is no Chazak HaDashta, which is in conflict with the Chazak HaDashta, we will go after the Chazak HaDashta. And for that reason, Rav says, Arehi Begeris Afoneinu, since there is no Chazak HaDashta, which is in conflict with the Chazak HaDashta. Since as far as the Chazaka of Nairus, the Chazaka of Nairus is Oymed L'Shtanais on this day, for that reason we will say, Harehi Begeris Afoneinu. And therefore, since according to Rav, there is a halach of Azlinon Basar Chazaka HaDashta, then even though Makim Chazaka the Mekar, we will not go after Chazaka HaDashta, but if the Chazaka HaDashta has a Chazaka the Mekar on its side as well, then we will go after Chazaka HaDashta, which is based on this, that we are Eki Chazaka Bahade Chazaka, and therefore we are left with a Chazaka da Hashta, without another Chazaka standing in its way. And therefore so too, in our Suga that we have two Chazakas. We have a Chazaka the Mekar of this that he was a Shchemira, and we have the Chazaka da Hashta, of her Meis Rekivri Mechiacholov. We will say Eki, the Chazaka de Mekara of Shchemira Keneged the Cheskas Momen, and therefore we are left with a Chazaka de Hashta. And with a Chazaka de Hashta, if the Chazaka de Hashta is not coming to Misnaged to a Cheskas Momen, we will be able to Meitzi Momen with a Chazaka de Hashta. But that is only if we are to say like the Shita of Rav, who holds that Shiloi b'makom Chazaka de Mekara, we go after Chazaka de Hashta, but according to Shmuel, it says Chosheshinu Kedushe Shneim. And Shmuel understands, we do not say Rei Begeres of Honeinu. In other words, according to Shmuel, we do not go after Chazaka de Hashta, even if there is no Chazaka de Meikara, which is in conflict. From Shmuel, one sees that there is no halacha of Chazaka de Hashta. Chazaka de Hashta is not strong enough for us to say that just because she is a Begeres now, so too she was a Begeres from the beginning of the day. And therefore, according to Shmuel, this, we do not go after Chazaka de Hashta to Yimaitzi Maman, has nothing to do with the fact that there is a Cheskas Maman which is misnaged to the Chazaka de Hashta. But even at the Napin and Cheskas Maman still, we will not be able to go after Chazaka de Hashta. According to Shmuel, one has to explain another Mahalich with this, that if one has a Chazaka de Meikar on its side, then one has the ability to be Yimaitzi Maman. Now to explain Pshat, according to Shmuel, we find that Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. This, according to Shmuel, we do not go after Chazaka de Hashta, is only if there is no siyua from a Chazaka de Meikara. But if one has a siyua from a Chazaka de Meikara, then we will go after a Chazaka de Hashta. That's how Rabbi Yehuda explains the Maila of Shnei Chazakas according to the Shita of Shmuel. So again, Rabbi Yehuda explains Pshat in Abaye. This Abaye argues in Rabbis because Abaye understands one needs a Chazaka de Meikara together with a Chazaka de Hashta in order to Yimaitzi Maman. And therefore, by Yishchemira, one does not have a Chazaka de Meikara since Roiv Chaylun Uchayim. In Tesis, one sees that Tesis explains Pshat and Abaye with a different Malach. As we find, Tesis asks the following Kasha. Tesis asks, B'Shem the Rivam, am I reparachim in the Tanan begitten in Yichizakin and Chila Bechaz Kashu Kayim Vaychelas Ishta Betruma, Vayaminon Dilma Meis? And therefore, Abaye could have asked that from there one sees that we go after the Cheskas Chai. And therefore, so too we should say that by Yishchemira we go after this Aroiv Chaylun Lechayim. Tesis answers his Kasha by saying as follows, Ve'ena Kosha, the Hosam we Mesa Besaif, Avahacha Mesa Besaif, Vehavi Lonu Lemar Shaomad, Iloi Misham de Medaminoe Lesfina Materefus, Bayom de Havi Kmesha Saif and Laavel Bemayim, Afiachi Hashvino Becheskas Hem Chayim Adayin. In other words, Tesis explains that Abaye is coming to bring Uriah from Misfina to be Chiluk on this. Rabbah says we go after a Chazaka de Hashta. And Abaye is proving from Misfina that we do not say Hare Meis Hare Kivri Mechia Cholav. So from Tesis, one sees that Tesis is not explained like Rabbi Yehuda, that Abaye is only coming to prove from Misfina that we cannot go after the Chazaka the Mekar of this that he was a Shchemira, but rather Abaye is coming to prove from Misfina that we do not say Hare Meis Hare Kivri Mechia Cholav. Well, here one has to understand, just because Svina is Ruben La'abed, where can one prove from Svina that we do not say Hare Meis Hare Kivri Mechia Cholav? So from Tesis one sees that Tesis understands that the Svara of Rabbah, this the Rabbah says Hare Meis Hare Kivri Mechia Cholav, Rabbah means to say that since he is Meis Hare Kivri Mechia Cholav, that itself is a reason for us to say that he was not Oimin Mechoyei. Mehecha Tesis that he was Oimin Mechoyei. Why should we suspect that he was Oimin Mechoyei? And for that reason, the Mekabli Matana have the ability to Meitzi Maman from the Yorshe HaNeisen. To argue on Rabbah, Abaye brings a Raya from Sfina, and Abaye proves from Sfina that even though Sfina is Ruben Abed, and therefore we should say that there is no reason for us to be Cheshish, maybe he is still alive, but still the Loch is Neisna Leyem Chumrei Chaim. From this, Rei Neisim Chumrei Chaim, even though Sfina is Ruben Abed, from there one sees that the Chazaka itself tells us to have a Safek even though one has a Matzav of Ruben La'abed. And even though without a Chazaka we would say that since it is Ruben La'abed, for that reason Mechatesi that he is still alive, but since there is a Cheskas Chai, the Cheskas Chai is a reason for us to be Mastapek that maybe he is still alive.
And for that reason, so too by Yishchemera, even though he is Meisri Kiver Mechia Cholav. And for that reason, we should not have a Safek, maybe he is Oman Mechoye Ben Tayim, but since one has a Roiv, of Roiv, Chayun, or Chayim, that itself is a reason for us to have a Safek. If Chazaka will make us have a Safek, then Kol Shekein Roiv should make us have a Safek. That is a chir what one sees from Tosfos as far as how to explain Pshat in Rabbah, and as far as how to explain Pshat in the Kasha Abaye. So again, we have two Mahachim as far as how to explain this Abaye argues on Rabbah. Either this Abaye argues on Rabbah is because Abaye understands one needs a Chazaka to make her in order to Yimaytzi Mamen, and by Yishchemira one does not have a Chazaka to make her since Roiv Chayun or Chayim. Or this Abaye argues in Rabbah is because Abaye is coming to say that even if a Chazaka Dahashta will be enough to be Yimaytzi Mamen by itself, but still over here one cannot go after the Chazaka Dahashta of this Arei Meisri Kiver Mechia Cholav, since Roiv will tell us to have a Safek. And therefore we will say Hamaytzi Mechaveirai Olav Haraya. As we mentioned before, in the Gemara and Kedushin we find that the Gemara and Kedushin says that Shmuel, who does not go after Chazaka Dahashta, and for the reason we do not say Harei Begeres Afoneinu, and the Halacha is Choshishin Vekidushei Shneim, is going B'shitas Rabbi Akiv, who holds we do not say in Barihu Olav L'Havi Raya, but rather we say Hein Emeitzin Miyadei Ela B'Raya. The Gemara in Kedushin is Deiche, and the Gemara says Omer Lach Shmuel Arno De'ami Afil Kerem Nasen. Ad can we come from Nasan Hasam al the Koyama the Cheska Spriam Kayamin? The Haidem of Ignafshim the Cheska Spriam Olav Lahavi Raya. As he mentioned before, Chirab Shat in the Tchias of the Gemara is this that the Gemara is saying that even according to Shmuel holds we do not go after Chazaka the Hashta, but still, as far as the case of Ram Nasan, one has a Chazaka the Mekara and one has a Cheska Spriam. And based on the Chazaka, the Meikara of Cheska Spriam, for that reason one has the ability to be Maitzi Mamen. But now a Chir one can ask, how can we be Maitzi Mamen with a Chazaka? If according to Shmuel we cannot even be Maitzi Mamen with a Roiv, since according to Shmuel the Halacha is in Holchem B'Mamen Ach HaRoiv, how can you be Maitzi Mamen with a Chazaka? So a Chir one can explain based on this we mentioned before B'Shem Ben Yena, that even according to Shmuel, who holds we do not say Harehi Begeres Afoneinu, and we do not go after Chazaka Dahashta, but if there is a Chazaka de Meikara which is Messiah, then we go after Chazaka Dahashta. And for that reason, since over here one has a Chazaka which is Messiah, we will go after Chazaka Dahashta even a Haitzi Mamin. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Sheet of Ram Nasan according to Shmuel. Another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shita of Nasan according to Shmuel, and to explain this, I think Gemara Kedushin says that Shmuel can even be going according to the Shita of Nasan. Since Kuli Alma Bechez Kasprim Kaimin, one can say that the Gemara means that there is a Roiv V'Chazaka, there is a Chazaka the Meikara of this that he started out as a Bari, and then there is a Roiv that most people are Briim, and therefore, since one has a Chazaka and a Roiv, with a Roiv the Chazaka one has the ability to Maitzi Mamen, even though in Hochem Mamen Ach HaRoiv, that is only if all we have is a Roiv. But if we have a Roiv the Chazaka, then one can Maitzi Mamen with a Roiv and a Chazaka. That is the Mahalach that we find in the Achrenim as far as how to explain Pshat in Rav Nasan according to Shmuel. But now one has to understand what is Pshat in this Rabbi Yaakov argues in Rav Nasan. And Rabbi Yaakov says that we say Hamaitzi Mechaveirai Olvaraya. According to Rav, who understands that there is a halacha of Chazaka Dahashta, one has to understand, Ochira, over here we have two Chazakas. One has a Chazaka the Meikar of this that he started off as a Bari, and one has a Chazaka Dahashta of this that he is now a Bari. And therefore, Shnei Chazakas, we should be able to Yimaytzi Mamen. And so too one can ask, according to Shmuel, what happened to this, so one has Roi Briim, and therefore we have a Chazaka and a Roiv. And the Roiv and the Chazaka together should be enough to be Maitzi Mamen. So to answer this kasha, one can say, as we find in the Tshuvas Haran in Siman Samech Vav that we mentioned before, that since HaChayuli Matzi, for that reason, the Chazaka the Meikar is not a complete Chazaka. And since the Chazaka the Meikar is not a complete Chazaka, for that reason, we cannot be Maitzi Mamen based on the Chazaka the Meikar. And therefore, we do not have two Chazakas. And so too, we do not have a Roiv a Chazaka in order to be Maitzi Mamen. That is how the Ran explains Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Akiv. In the Pnei Shul and Kedushin on the Fine Testament, we basically found another Malach as far as how to explain. This, that according to Rabbi Yaakov, we are now Mighty Mammon, based on this, that we have a Roi v'chazaka. The Pnei Shul explains that in order to be Mighty Mammon with a Roi v'chazaka, one needs a Bari v'shema. One needs that the person who is coming to you Mighty is a Bari, and the Mochsik is a Shema. But without a Bari v'shema, we cannot be Mighty Mammon, even though one has a Roi v'chazaka. And therefore, in our sugya, that we do not have a Bari v'shema. All we have is a Roi v'chazaka, for the reason Rabbi Yaakov says that one cannot be Mighty Mammon. This, that according to Amnason, one could be Mighty Mammon, is because Amnason understands that a Roi v'chazaka by itself is enough to be Mighty Mammon, even without a Bari v'shema. In the Machne and Kedushin and Sot, we find by Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in Ein Yitzchak Chilpei Simen Samechei, the Machne and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan explain this, that according to Rabbi Yaakov, we are not Mighty Mammon, even though we have a Roi v'chazaka, is because from this itself that he gave way called Nechasev, that itself is a Raya, that he was a Shchimira, and therefore we will say Israel Aruba, and there is a Reis and the Roiv. And for that reason, Rabbi Yaakov says, HaMaiti Mechaveirei Olav HaRaya. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. So again, as you mentioned before, according to Rabba, we go after Chazaka Dahashta, and with a Chazaka Dahashta, one has the ability to Mighty Mammon. And so to our Gemara explains, is the Shita of Reb Nosson. And Reb Nosson is based on this. We go after the Chazaka Dahashta, even in order to enable us to Mighty Mammon. This that Abai argues, and this that according to Rabbi Yaakov, we say, HaMaitzi Mechaveiroi Olveraya. We do not go after Chazaka Dahashta, can be explained in one of two ways. Either one can explain. Pshat and Abai and Rabbi Yaakov, this, we do not go after Chazaka Dahashta, is because in order to Mighty Mammon, one needs two Chazakas. And both in the case of Abaye and in the case of Rabbi Yaakov, one does not have two Chazakas, since as far as the Chazaka de Meikara, the Chazaka de Meikara is Asiyu Eshtanes. And since the Chazaka de Meikara is Asiyu Eshtanes, either in the case of Abaye by Yishchimira, since Reiv Chilu Nechayim, and in the case of Rabbi Yaakov, since HaChilu Matzi, for that reason, we do not have a Chazaka de Meikara, and we do not have two Chazakas to enable us to be Mighty Mammon. In other Mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat and the Shita of Abaye and Rabbi Yaakov, is by saying that even though both Abaye and Rabbi Yaakov agree that with a Chazaka Dahashta one has a Buri Ti Mighty Mammon, we cannot go after the Chazaka Dahashta, since there's a reason for us to be Mestapek either in the case of Abaye, since Reiv Chilu Nechayim, or in the case of Rabbi Yaakov, since HaChilu Matzi. And for that reason, there still remains a suffix, and we will say, HaMaitzi Mechaveiroi Olav HaRaya. In the Gemara in Kedushin, one sees another Malach as far as how to explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. From the Gemara in Kedushin, one sees one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov by saying that Rabbi Yaakov understands that we do not go after a Chazaka Dahashta at all. And for that reason, Rabbi Yaakov says, HaMaitzi Mechaveiroi Olav HaRaya, similar to the Shita of Shmuel, that even without a Chazaka de Meikar, which is Oymed Keneged, but still we do not go after a Chazaka de Hashta. In the Gemara in Kedushin, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. The Gemara in Kedushin explains that even if we are to say like the Shita of Rav, that we do go after a Chazaka de Hashta, but still we will say, HaMaitzi Mechaveiroi Olav HaRaya. In other words, a Chazaka de Hashta is not strong enough to enable us to be Mighty Mammon. And the machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Amnason is a machlokes if a Chazaka Dahashta is strong enough to be Mighty Mammon or not. In the Gemara in Kedushin as well, we find that the Gemara in Kedushin explains another Mahalach as far as how to understand the Shita of Amnason. And the Gemara in Kedushin explains, this Amnason says, that in Barihu, Olav Lohaviraya, is not based on Chazaka Dahashta, but rather is based on this, that we say, Koyalma Beches Kasprim, which, as we explained before, v'shem the achrinim means to say that one has a chazaka de meikara together with a roiv. And since one has a chazaka de meikara together with a roiv, for that reason one has the ability to Mighty Mammon with a chazaka de meikara and a roiv. Now, according to the tzad that we mentioned before, that the machoikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Amnason is a machoikis, if one can Mighty Mammon with a chazaka de hashd or not, well, here one can explain that the machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Amnason is a machlokes as far as how to understand Chazaka Dahashta. Is Chazaka Dahashta considered like a regular Chazaka? And therefore, one cannot be Mighty Mammon with a Chazaka Dahashta, Either because we will say Hamiti me chaveri o veraya, and a chazak is not enough of veraya, or we will say that there is a chazak of cheskas mamen, which is misnaged to the chazak of the ashta. On the other hand, Rnasan argues, and Rnasan understands a chazak of the ashta is not like a regular chazak, but rather, as we mentioned in the beginning of our share, the way chazak of the ashta works is as we find in the Sefer Shari Torah Chilk Beis Kval Chavav, that by chazak of the ashta there is no suffix whatsoever, and since there is no suffix whatsoever, for that reason one has the ability to make Tzimamun with a Chazaka da Hashta. And so too, if we are to explain that the Machoikis between Abaye and Rabbah, and the Machoikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Amnasin, is a Machoikis if we can go after a Chazaka da Hashta. Since Roiv Chilun Uchayim, and Achili Matzi is also dependent upon the same Shaila, as far as how to understand Chazaka da Hashta. If we are to understand that Chazaka da Hashta is like a regular Chazaka, then we will say that since Roiv Chayon Uchayim and since Achayim Matzi we can echo after Chazaka da Hashta, and the Safek will remain a Safek. On the other hand, this that according to Rabbah and Amnasim we go after Chazaka da Hashta is because Rabbah and Amnasim understand that the way Chazaka da Hashta works is not like a regular Chazaka, but rather the way Chazaka da Hashta works is because there is no Safek whatsoever. And for that reason, the fact that Roiv Chayon Uchayim L'Achili Matzoi will not affect Chazaka da Hashta. In Tosis and Nida Naf Beis on the base, we find that Tosis explains that even according to Rav, who says, Hayei Begeres Afonenu, and for that reason we say that she was a Begeres from the beginning of the day, that is only as far as Bagras is concerned, since Regilos Cyrus Lovi Mitzafra. And only because it is Regilos Cyrus Lovi Mitzafra do we say that the Cyrus that one found at the Seif Hayim came Betchilas Hayim. From Tosis one sees, as a Shmaita proves in Shmaita Gimel Perek Tazayin, that Tosis understands that even according to Rav, there is no halacha of Chazaka da Hashta. And even without a Chazaka da Meikara, which is standing in conflict with the Chazaka da Hashta, but still we do not go after Chazaka da Hashta. And for that reason, Tosis explains that the entire halacha of Rav of Arei Begeres Afonenu is only based on this, that we say that Regilei Cyrus Lovei Mitzafra. Tosis goes on to explain this, that the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Weimer Rav da Omer Kram Nasen, da Omer Mbari Hu Olav Havi Raya Sheshchimei Rahoya, Afogav da Rav Davka Besairus Kaomer, Hosam Nami Roiv Ha'ilam Briim, Ve'eson Omeimer Debari Haya Kimoy Shehu Achshav. From Tosis one sees that even according to the Tzad of the Gemara in Kedushin, that the Gemara in Kedushin says a Rav da Omer Krav Nasan, and Shmuel is not going like Krav Nasan. This a Rav is Omer Krav Nasan, and the Loch of Krav Nasan is based on this a Roiv Ha'ilam Briim. From Tosis one sees that Tosis understands that even though, according to Rav, we do not go after a Chazaka da Hashta by itself, but if one has a Tziruf together with a Chazaka da Hashta, then we will go after a Chazaka da Hashta. In other words, if we have another reason for us to say that the Matzev is as we see it now, then we will go after a Chazaka da Hashta. And for that reason, by Bagra, since Regilos Cyrus Lovi Mitzafra, and there is a reason for us to assume that the Cyrus were the Mitzafra for that reason, we will go after Chazaka da Hashta and say that the Cyrus were their Mitzafra. And so to this, Rav Nosson says in Bariyu, Olav Aviraya, is because since Roiv Ha'ilam Briim, for that reason, we will go after a Chazaka da Hashta. And so to, according to Tosfos Achaya, one has to explain Pshat and Argmar as well. This, that according to Rabbah, we say, Harei Meis Reikivrei Meichiach Olav, is not only based on this, that there is a Chazaka da Hashta, but rather, since one has a Chazaka de Meikara as well, since we know that he was once a Shchemira, for that reason, we will go after a Chazaka de Hashta and say that he was always a Shchemira. And even though Chazaka de Meikara is not enough to be Meitzimon, as we mentioned before, but still, the Yitzharis Mammon is taking place with a Chazaka de Hashta. Just in order to go Basar Chazaka de Hashta, one needs a Siyua of a Chazaka de Meikara. And for that reason, our Gemara says, the Rabbah is Ozo Beshitas from Nosin, since as far as this, that one has Roi Briim, our Gemara understands that Roi Briim is itself not a reason that one should be able to be Maitzi Mammon. The entire Yitzhas Mammon is only taking place with this, that one has a Chazaka da Hashta. Just in order to have a Chazaka da Hashta, one needs a Siyua of Roi Briim. This, that the Gemara in Kedushin is Deiche, and the Gemara in Kedushin says that even Shmuel could be Azal Liber Derem Nasin. Since there is a Roi Briim, the Gemara in Kedushin is coming to Mechadesh, the Roi Briim by itself is enough. and Rebriam together with Chazaka de Meikar is itself enough, even without a Chazaka de Hashta, according to the Mahalach of Tesis and Nida will come out. This Rabbi argues and Rabbi can be explained as follows. Since even according to Rabbi, this where Moitzi Mammon is not only based on the fact that there is a Chazaka de Hashta, but rather one needs a Siyua of a Chazaka de Meikara. For that reason, Abai says that one cannot use a Siyua of the Chazaka de Meikara since one has Roiv Chayun Chayim. And therefore, since one does not have a Siyua of a Chazaka de Meikara, there is no Chazaka de Hashta whatsoever. That is a Chira, the Mahalach in our Gemara according to the Shita of Tesis and Nida. Now, let us go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this, how we learned in our Mishnah, Meitzi Mechaviri Olva Raya. And our Gemara asks, Raya b'mai, Rav Huna Amri Raya b'edim, Rav Chistav Rabba b'Rav Huna Amri Raya b'kiyam hashtar, Rav Huna Amri Raya b'edim, Kamifli b'pukta de Rabbi Yaakov Rav Nassan, Rav Meir Rav Nassan, Rav Bonin Rabbi Yaakov, Rav Chistav Rabba b'Rav Huna Amri Raya b'kiyam hashtar, Kamifli b'maidiv hashtar shakasvu tzarecha kaimai, Rav Meir Sabamaidiv hashtar shakasvu inay tzarecha kaimai, In other words, according to Rav Huna, the machlokes between a mayor and chachamim is a machlokes in a case that right now he is a bari. Rav Meir holds a Rav Nosson that we go after the chazaka d'ashta, and since right now he is a bari, for that reason we will say olav lahavi raya. This that chachamim argue, and chachamim say that we say hamitzi mechaviray olav haraya. And the Makabwe Matana have to bring a raya. That he was a bari, even though he is a bari now, is because Chachamim hold the Rabbi Yaakov that we do not go after the Chazaka de Hashta. And for that reason, even though he is a bari now, but still we cannot be Meitzi Mammon with a Chazaka de Hashta. And for that reason, Chachamim say, HaMeitzi Mechaverei Olav HaRaya. That is Pshat the Machlekes between Rameir and Rabbanon according to the Shita of Rav Huna. On the other hand, according to Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, everyone holds like the Shita Rav Nosson that we go after the Chazaka d'Ashta, and for that reason, since he is a bari, we should say that he was a bari at the time of the Matana. This Chachamim say that we say Hamitzi Mechaverei Olav HaRaya is only because Chachamim hold Meida B'Shtar Shakosvei Tzorech L'Kaimai, and the Raya that Chachamim are referring to is a Raya B'Kiyam HaShtar, in order that the person was Mekayim the Shtar should not be able to say Shchem Meiru HaYisi, even though the Nosson was Meida B'Shtar. But since the Nosson was made of a star, for that reason he has the ability to say that he was a Shchemera. And therefore one needs a Raya to Mekayim the star in order that he should not be Neman to say that he was a Shchemera. That is the Machlokes between your Meir and Rabbanon according to the Shita Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara. In the Ritva on the other end, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat and the Machlokes between a Meir and a Rabbanon according to Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. And the Ritva explains that we do not say that both a Meir and a Rabbanon agree to the Shita of Rav Nosson that we go after the Chazaka de Hashta of the fact that now he is a Bari, but rather, even if we are to say like Rabbi Yaakov, that we do not go after the Chazaka de Hashta of this that he is a Bari, but still he has to prove that he was not a Shchemer at the time of the Matana. As Ritva explains, in other words, since one has a shtar, and in the shtar does not say that the matana was nitin b'manna shchemira, with this that the Nosson is claiming that the nesina was done as a matna shchemira, there is a bittul shtar taking place, and the Nosson does not have the ability to be mevatel the shtar. And for that reason, of Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna explain that the machlokes between a mayor and a bonin in our Mishnah is a machlokes as far as meida b'shtar shekasvei, if there is a loch of tzorech l'kaimei or not. That is how the Ritva explains pshat in Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, "Ubeplugta d'Rabbi Yichanan v'Reish Lakish, d'Rabbi Yichanan omer raya be'edim v'Reish Lakish omer raya be'kiyam hashtar." And the Bichner goes on to say, "Beshomu didida mina raya be'edim, kivin da omer lo kuchas aisu edim voyashkechu, Hainu de kos of armoe mahu abaitkai. Eldi doch damit, raya became a star, wamu hu abaitkai, a kaimu star, raya overlook me bin a chose.
In Thesis, we find that Thesis asks the following kasha. Thesis asks, Umai kosha, ad can we come here a bonan raya became a star? Elamishum the sphere who crab nosin domer da zina basar hashta. Then bury you atish on a waymer shahs hoya bury. Avahoho is haicha shum chazaka. And therefore, Kiyam Hashtar should not help. Taisus goes on to answer his kasha by saying, Vishwemer deiko, a mema chazaka shene idem chais mona ashtar, elam kenas a godel. And such a chazaka, a vena idem chais mona ashtar, elam kenas a begodel mahania kehi chazaka de basar hashta as linan.
And just like one can be mighty mammon, with a chazaka de hashta, so too one should be able to be mighty mammon. With a chazaka, avine idem chesun al ashtar, elam kenas a godol. From Tesis one sees that Tesis understands that the itzos moment is taking place with this, that there is a chazaka avine idem chesun al ashtar, elam kenas a godol. Therefore, Tesis explains that this chazaka and this we are mitzi moment, based on this, that there is a chazaka avine idem chesun al ashtar, elam kenas a godol, is comparable to this, that according to Rabbana we are mighty mammon with a chazaka the hashta of this, that he is a bari, which is a chayr now like the chiddush that we find by Reb Chaim and Hilchos Eidos. The Reb Chaim and Hilchos Eidos explains that based on this, that there is a chazaka of ein eidem chayis min al ashtar elem kenas abagadol. Now it is considered as if we have eidos of a shtar, and we have a kemishenach kira of the shtar, which says that the shtar was nas of a godel, and therefore this that one is mighty moment is not based on this that one has a chazaka, but rather the itzos moment is taking place based on this that we have an eidos. In Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, we find that Rabbeinu Yonah argues on Tesis, and Rabbeinu Yonah explains another mahalach with which one can understand pshat in our Gemara. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that according to Rabbi Yechanan, this that according to Meir we say all of Avirai is not based on this that there is a chazaka de hashta. And we say that since now he is a bari, for that reason we assume that yesterday he was a bari as well. But rather, Pshat Rameir is based on this, that Rameir understands that there is a chazaka v'na'idim chais v'na'o ashtar bestam elem kein ha'matona kayemes. And one has a chazaka that the edim would not have signed the shtar unless the matona is a matonas bari. As the Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to say, u'kshanoisen shchemira ein matonose kayemes, which as Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to explain, is a svar of Abayi before, that Abayi says, Ad Rabba b'kul kosev u'kad kotev rami ba'arsei, and it was not written in the shtar kad kotev rami ba'arsei shmamina bari hava. And Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to explain, the Rabbi Yechanan understood b'shitas Reish Lakish, that according to Reish Lakish, even according to Rabbanan, this that we say, that v'kiyum shtar sagi, is because once we have a kiyum ashtar, now we have a chazaka, aveina eidem eidem al-aksav, elam kein hoyibori de matanase kayames. And for that reason, Rabbi Yechanan brought a raya from the Maisa in B'nai Brak, since the way kiyum shtar works, according to Rabbanan, and the way kiyum shtar would work in the Maisa of B'nai Brak is based on the same chazaka. It is based on the chazaka aveina edim chaismin b'shtar elam kematonos ekayemes, and for that reason one can prove from the chasima sa'edim that the shtar was nas ebegodol. Based on this pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah, one can go back and explain that according to Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna, this Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna explain that the machlokes between a meir and a banan is a machlokes as far as moide b'shtar shekosfei, if there is a loch of tzorach hakaimi or not. The halacha vein tzaruch hakaimai, and the halacha of this akiyum shtar works has nothing to do with the fact that there is a chazaka da hashta, now he is a bari, but rather it is dependent upon this that we have a chazaka, and there is a chazaka that the shtar was given as a matnas bari and not as a matnas chimera. So again, according to Rav Chisda and Abba Rav Huna, who explained the shita of Rabbanon, this Rabbanon say, Hamitzi mechaveri overaya, is because we say moide v'shtar shekosvei tzaruch hakaimai. But once the shtar is mekuyim, then he can no longer say that the matana was nitin as a matnas chimera, can be explained with one of three mahalchim. The Rashbam and Tesis explain this that kiyum shtar works, and this that according to Rameir one does not even need a kiyum shtar, is based on the fact that there is a chazaka da hashta, since right now he is a bari. And therefore, the only reason why, according to Rabbanan, we say Hamitzi mechaveri overaya, and we do not go after the chazaka dehashta, is only because we say Moide v'shtarsha kasvei tzarecha kaimai. According to the Ritva, on the other hand, the Ritva explains this, that according to Meir, one does not need a kiyam ashtar, and this, that according to Rabbanan, as long as we have a kiyam ashtar that itself is enough, is based on this, that he cannot be megarea the shtar, and he cannot be mevatel emafkia the shtar. And by saying the matana was nitin as a manash chimra, there is a bittel and afka shtar taking place. And for that reason, as long as we have a kiyam ashtar, the halacha will be that we will say that the nes in the matana has to prove that he was a shchemira at the time of the nesina samatana. Rabbi Nehemiah explains b'shitas Rabbeichin and Rishakesh, and so to here one can explain b'shitas Rav Chista and Rabbi Barav Huna. This that kiyam ashtar works, and according to the shita, Rabbi one does not need to mekayim the shtar be'edim, is because we say that there is a chazaka, and there is a chazaka that the matana was nitin as a matnas boria, not as a matnas chimera. Since we say chazaka in eidim chais min ashtar bestam elim kein a matana kayemes. A matnas chimera, on the other hand, is not considered matanos kayemes since it is first chal achar misa. According to the Mahalach Rav Chista and Rabbi Barav Huna, the machlokes between Rameir and Rabbanon is a machlokes if we say moide v'shtar shakasvei tzarech hakaimai oy ein tzarech hakaimai. Now, as far as this, Rabbanon understand that there is a halacha moide v'shtar shekasvei tzarech kaimai, and for that reason one needs to mekayim the shtar beidim. We find in the Rishonim to Mahalchim, as far as how to explain this, that according to Rabbanon we will say moide v'shtar shekasvei tzarech kaimai. In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam explains that the halacha moide v'shtar shekasvei tzarech kaimai is based on this, that one has a pesha asar, pesha hitzer. He was the one with his Haidah who made the shtar into a shtar, and therefore he has the ability to be mevatel the shtar. And for that reason we say, Meide v'shtar shekasvei tzarech hakaimai. The Rashbam goes on to say this, that according to Meir, we say, Meide v'shtar shekasvei ein tzarech hakaimai. And one does not have a peshasar, is because tam shtaris hareihem ksherim. And therefore with his Haidah he did not make the shtar into a shtar, since even without his Haidah, tam shtaris hareihem ksherim. And for that reason, one does not have a Pesha Asar. In the Beis HaLevi, in Chilkimel, Simen Mem Beis HaYiskimel, we find that the Beis HaLevi explains Pshat and the Machlokes as follows. That the Machlokes is, as far as how to understand this, Rabbanu were Mesaken that a Shtar needs Kiyum. Menatira, a Shtar does not need Kiyum. This that a Shtar needs Kiyum is only Medrabbanon. One can explain the Takana Medrabbanon in one of two ways. Either one can explain that Rabbanu were Mesaken that without a Kiyum, the shtar is batal, or do we say that even midrabbanon the shtar is kayim? Just rabbanon were mesaken alacha that one cannot be goyva with such a shtar till he is mekayim the shtar. Rabbanon understand that mitakonas chachamim of kiyum the shtar is not considered a shtar, and for that reason we have a peshasar since with his idol he made the shtar into a shtar. This that the other mandamar argues, and the other mandamar says that halach is moide v'shtar shekasvei ein tzarech hakaim, is because he understands that even after the takonas chachamim of kiyum the shtar remains a shtar. Just rabbanon were mesaken that in order to use a shtar and to be goyva with a shtar, one needs kiyum. But even without kiyum, one has a shtar, and for that reason, one does not have a pesha asar. In the Beis HaLevi, we find in other mahalach as far as how to explain pshat the machlokes based on tesis and suvus nafi tesim and aleph. That the machlokes, if we will say moide v'shtar shekasvei tzarech hakaimai, oy ein tzarech hakaimai, the halacha of tzarech hakaimai is based on this, that there is a miku, that he could have said that the shtar is mezuyif, and since there is a miku, for that reason, the halacha is moide v'shtar shekasvei tzarech hakaimai. This, that according to Meir, we say moide v'shtar shekasvei ein tzarech hakaimai, and we do not say that there should be a halacha of tzarech hakaimai based on this, that there is a miku, that he could have said the shtar is mezuyif, is as Tosis explains, that he is Yari Loimer Mezuyev Shema Yachisho. And for that reason, there is no Migu of Mezuyev, and therefore we say, Moide v'shtar shekasvei ein tzarech hakaimai. From the Rashbam, who explains that the machlokes between Rameir and Chachamim is a machlokes as far as Peshasar is concerned, from there one sees that saying that the shtar was nitem eman hashchimera is considered a bitul hashtar. And for that reason, we will say, Peshasar hu hapesha hitzer. Since with his Haidah he made the shtar into a shtar, for that reason he has the ability to mater the shtar. He has the ability to mevatel the shtar by saying that the shtar was nitin b'toras man ashchemera. But now one has to understand, if from the Rashbam one sees that the Rashbam understands that saying that the shtar was nitin b'man ashchemera is considered a bitul ashtar, and for that reason we will say pesha osar hua pesha hitzer. If so, what is pshat in this how he mentioned before b'shem the Rashbam, that the Rashbam explains this that according to Rabbanan kiyam ashtar helps, and this that according to Ameir, one does not need kiyam ashtar be'edim, is based on this that we have a chazaka de hashta since now he is a bari. Why is it necessary for us to say that the reason why kiyam ashtar helps is based on a chazaka de hashta? Let us say that the reason why kiyam ashtar helps is because once we have a kiyam ashtar, he cannot be mevatel and mafkia the shtar by saying that it was nitim aman hashchemira, like we mentioned before, b'shem the ritva. So here from the Rashbam one sees as follows that even though saying that the matana was nitim eman hashchemira is considered that he is coming to mevatel the shtar, but still we have a raya that the shtar was nitim eman hashchemira with this that he gave away kol nechasav, as he mentioned before in our shir b'shem the makne, and therefore from this that he gave away kol nechasav, that itself is a raya that the matana was nitim etoyas man hashchemira, and for that reason we have a suffix that maybe the matana was nitim eman hashchemira. And therefore, really, we should say Hamitzi mechaviray of haraya, and the mekali matana should be considered the mitzi and mitachas yad hanaisin. For that reason, one needs a chazaka de hashta, that based on the chazaka de hashta, we say that he was always a bari, and there is no makim safik whatsoever. And for that reason, the Rashbam understands that without a chazaka de hashta, based on the fact that the shtar is a shtar mekuyim, we will not say that the Yorsha Noisin do not have the ability to say that the Matana was Nitim Man Hashchemira, since they are coming to be Megarea the Shtar. Since again, from this that he gave away Kol Nechasav, that itself is a Raya, that it was Nitim B'matna Hashchemira. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashbam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down another Machlekes that we find between Ameir and Chachamim. D'tanya ein ne'amonim l'paisloi divri Rabbi Meir v'chacham emrim ne'amonim, which is a machlekes of the Edim said k'sav yedeinu huze avo anusim ayinu k'tanim ayinu psulim ayinu. The Edim ne'amonim midina peshaser wa pesha hitzer were not. In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam explains that the machlekes between a Meir and Chachamim, if the Edim are ne'amonim l'paisloi or not, referring to a case that the loiva was made b'shtar shekosvay. And the machlokes is as far as such a case, that the loiva was made b'shtar shekosvay, do we have a pesha osar hua pesha hit or not? Do we say that since the loiva was made b'shtar shekosvay, einu chakiyim gadol mizeh, and for that reason one no longer has a pesha osar, since the edim are not the ones who are creating the shtar, since with his idol we already have a kiyim, or do we say, as Chachamim say, that the Edom are ne'amonim, because even though the Leiva was made shekosvei, but still there is a loch of tzorech hakaimai? Now, one has to understand, why is it necessary to explain pshat the machlekes between a Meir and Chachamim, that the machlekes between a Meir and Chachamim is a machlekes in a case of the Leiva was made shekosvei? And the machlekes is if the idas ha-Leiva is considered a kiyam or not. And do we say tzorech hakaimai or not? Why can the machlekes be as far as the case of the Edim themselves from Mekayim the Shtar without the Ido of the Leiva? The Machlokes is the Kiyam HaEdim considered a Pesha Asar in order to have a Pesha Hitzer or not? According to Ameir, who understands in our Mishnah that Halach is Maidim Shtar Shekosvei and Tzara Chakaimai, since as Rashbam explains, Stam Shtar Sarim Ksherim, for that reason one does not have a Pesha Asar, so too as far as Edim one should not have a Pesha Asar. And according to Chachamim, all Maidim Shtar Shekosvei and Tzara Chakaimai, then for that reason, the Kiyam HaEdim is considered a Pesha Asar, and for that reason we will say Pesha Asar Hua Pesha Hitzer. So from the Rashbam one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that even if we are to say like the Sheet of Ramir, who holds Maidu B'Shtar Shekosvei Ein Tzar Chakaimai, and we do not say Pesha Asar Hua Pesha Hitzer, since Stam Shtaris HaRehim Ksherim, but still if the Edim would be Mekayim the Shtar, and the Edim would say Ksavideinu Uza Avol Anusim Hayinu, they would be Naaman to say Anusim Hayinu, and we would not say Kivan Shehigid Einai Chayzer Omagid, since till the time of Kiyam Ashtar one does not have Kamisha Nechgera. In other words, as far as the Halach of Eidosh Ashtar that we say Kivan Shehigid Shuvin Chayzer Omagid, as we find in the Gemara Ksuvos, is dependent Upon this, that one has a kamishnachgra of the Eidos Shabashtar, the kamishnachgra of the Eidos Shabashtar, is dependent upon kiyum. And even if we are to say, Moide Vishtar Shekosvi Ein Tzarcha Kaimai, and Stam Shtoris Ksheim at all the time, that we say kamishnachgra is dependent upon this, that we have a kiyum. Till the point of time of kiyum, one does not have a kamishnachgra, and for that reason, we will not be able to say, Kivan Sheheged Shovein Echazer Magid, and the Edom will be Neman to say Psulim. This, that the Edom are not Neman to say Psulim, is only because one has the Dov, the Leva, which is considered a Kiyum. And since one has a complete Kiyum, for that reason we have a Kamishnachgra, and we will say Kivan Sheheged Shovein Echazer Magid. And the Edom can no longer say Anusim, since we have the Kamishnachgra of the Shtar, which is an Edo Shebeshtar, that the Edom were not Anusim. And therefore the Rashbam explains that the machlokes between our Meir and Chachamim, as far as Edom who say Ketanim Ayinu P'sul Edos Ayinu Anusim Ayinu, is only a machlokes in a case that the Leva was made that the Shtar is Mekoyim. And the machlokes between our Meir and Chachamim is a machlokes if the Kiyam HaLeva is a Kiyam or not, since the Leva has the ability to go and say that the Shtar is a Shtar Perua, a Shtar Amona, a Shtar Pasim. And therefore the Kiyum is not considered a complete Kiyum. And in order for the Kiyum to be considered a complete Kiyum, one needs for us to say that Moide V'shtar Shekosvei Einei Tzarech HaKaimei like the Shita V'Rameir. And only if one has a complete Kiyum will we say that we have an Eidos of the Shtar which is considered Kamishnechra, that the Eidim were not Psulim, and therefore we will say Kivan Sheheged Shov Einei Chazer Omagid. That is a Chereb Pshat in the Mahalach of the Rashbam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says the following Tzrichasa. And our Gemara says Tzricha when you both machlokes in between a Meir and a Rabbanon. And the Gemara says, Diit merahi, by he kami Rabbanon, mishum dalimi edim umari shtora, avohacha hu duav kol kminei eim aloi. Viit mer baha, baha kami a Meir, avobahach eim amoidil ahur Rabbanon Tzricha. The Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. That even if we are to say like the Shita of Rameir, the Moide V'shtar Shekosvei Einei Tzarech HaKaimai, but still there is a tzad to say, there are Meir Shui Moide to Rabbanon in the case that the Edom say Ketanam Einu P'sul Edos Hayinu Anusim Hayinu, since Edom have a Koyach to Yimari Luhu Ishtara. The Rashbam explains, De Afagav Shemoide Leve Shekosvei Choshev Kikiyom, Kivan de Edom Atman Poisum Chasimasan, Mishum Dalimi Edom Wairue Ishtora, Vimahanya Hidoas Leva. In other words, our Gemara is a tzad, that this that the Edom are Neamonim is not based on Pesha Asar, but rather this that the Edom are Neamonim is because the Edom have the ability Wairue Ishtora, and therefore the Edom have the ability to Nevatal their Chasima. And for that reason, even without halacha peshaasar, the edim will be ne'amonim. And for that reason, our Gemara goes on to say that even according to Rabbanon, who say moide v'shtar shekosvei einei tzarech hakaimai, but still there is a tzad, the Rabbanon shi moide to a mayor, that edim have the ability to marry l'shtara, since as far as edim, we will say the one does not need a peshaasar, and the edim have the ability to pass all their chasima even without a peshaasar. This we differentiate between Edom and the Leva who is Moide himself is because of Kashrus HaChasima. Besides for this, that the Chasima took place, but the Kashrus HaChasima and this that we say that the Edom were not Psulim, Ketanim, or Anusim is only based on a Chazaka. As Rashbam explains, the Mestoma Leinase Bepaslos. And therefore the Edom will have the ability to pass all their Chasima and to go against the Stoma. On the other hand, the Leva himself cannot go against his stomach, and for that reason, the halacha is Moide V'shtar Shekosvei Einei Tzarech HaKaimai. That is the Chayyar Pshat in the Rashbam, and that is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.